How do you know you're actually winning, or how do you know where this is going? Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that I know is when you start seeing your opponent running for the hills or backtracking on things that they've said or done when you're still standing your ground, that's a good sign of who's actually in control of the conversation. I think that's what's happening right now. Huge headline over the holidays that came out here in America. The FDA says telling people not to take ivermectin for COVID-19 was just a recommendation. This article goes on to say the cited statements were not directives. They were not mandatory. They were recommendations. They said what parties should do. They said, for example, why you should not take ivermectin to treat COVID-19. They did not say you may not do it. You must not do it. They did not say it's prohibited or it's unlawful. They also did not say that doctors may not prescribe ivermectin. Isaac Belfer, one of the lawyers, said during a November 1st hearing in federal court in Texas, they use informal language. That is true. It's conversational, but not mandatory. Can we all just wrap our heads around this? So the FDA, that prior to this moment in court, has basically made us believe that they are the gods of medicine, that you bow down to whatever they have to say, whatever the FDA, whatever the CDC says, then, you know, our doctors, they literally look at it as like sort of like the priests or the high priests of this religion. And now their argument is not, we stand by the fact that we don't think ivermectin is a good treatment. Their defense is, well, you shouldn't have listened to us. I mean, that's what they just said, basically. Well, that's your fault for listening to us. Wait a minute. I thought you were the ones a part of making the mandates across the country. I thought you were the ones that were telling us that this was like horse paste or horse medicine. Oh, yeah, there we are. There's the tweet. You are not a horse. You are not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it. Why you should not use ivermectin to treat or prevent COVID-19. It goes on to say that, well, I mean, this is where they're at. And I find it stunning that essentially one of our head, our leading health agencies now in America is saying, all we're doing is making recommendations, folks. You don't necessarily have to listen to us. Really? I think we should take them on their word right now so that we never make these mistakes again. Let's go ahead and look at some of the things they did say. This was from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Why you should not use ivermectin to treat or prevent COVID-19. Goes on to say, should I take ivermectin to prevent or treat COVID-19? Here's the question. Should I take ivermectin? There's the question. No. No, you shouldn't. Can't get, you know, any clearer than that. It's horse paste. And look, they reached out to all their news agencies to make sure that if you were even considering it, you should be told this.
This drug does nothing to protect you from getting COVID or to help you get over it if you have it. To have poison control centers in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, they're inundated with calls from Americans dosing themselves with these meds that don't treat COVID-19 and that don't prevent it. There is no scientific basis for a potential therapeutic effect against COVID-19. Doesn't treat COVID, but could put you in a coma.
To date, there's now literally tens of thousands of people that have been saved, hundreds of in studies even around the world. The studies keep piling up for ivermectin. It's one of the main talking points I've had in the speeches I've been giving around the country, including the one I just gave in Boulder over the Thanksgiving holiday. But let's just take them for their word, shall we? Because I think this is a learning moment for all of us. Here's what the FDA wants us to know. We make recommendations. You should decide your own treatment, and you and your doctor should have their own relationship. We shouldn't be affecting your doctor. We shouldn't be affecting you. We are only making recommendations, and many of those recommendations over time could be wrong, which is why you should think for yourself. That's really weird, because that's what I've been telling you on the high wire. Think for yourself. Forget about what the experts are telling you. You need to do your own research, because they are not doing it right, and they're not making the right statements, and they seem to have been taken over by the very industries we're supposed to be being protected from. Well, the backtracking doesn't stop just here in America with the FDA. How about one of the leading voices of Canada, like the leader of Canada? Wouldn't it be awesome to see him have to backtrack after being such an hole? Take a look at this.
A number of people have testified in this inquiry referencing your widely published comments and calling the unvaccinated racists and misogynists. And we have heard testimony in this inquiry about how some of your officials wanted to label protesters as terrorists. Would you agree with me that one of the most important roles of a prime minister is to unite Canadians and not divide them by engaging in name calling.
I did not call people who were unvaccinated names.
There is a small fringe element in this country that is angry, that doesn't believe in science, that is lashing out with racist, misogynistic attacks. Those protesters who can, I don't even want to call them protesters, those anti-vaxxer mobs.
Mais il y a aussi des gens qui sont farouchement opposés à la vaccination.
Qui sont extrémistes.
Qui ne croient pas dans la science, qui sont souvent misogynes, souvent racistes aussi. C'est un petit groupe, mais qui prend de la place. Est-ce qu'on tolère?
It has to stop. The people of Ottawa don't deserve to be harassed in their own neighborhoods. They don't deserve to be confronted with the inherent violence of a swastika flying on a street corner.
Do Canadians at home, watching in disgust and disbelief at this behavior, wondering how this could have happened in our nation's capital after everything we've been through together? This is not the story of our pandemic, of our country, of our people.
Now, look, I'm not, there's a lot we could take away from this conversation here. First of all, you should really wonder if you should be re-electing and voting for people that you watch literally change their tune as time goes on. But even more so, here's what I find really disturbing, is anybody that forgets what this thing is, okay? Now, you know, we live in a world, this is called a camera, Mr. Trudeau. It's a video camera. This is that thing you're looking into all the time, okay? So when you make statements, especially like multiple times calling people racist and misogynist and comparing them to Nazi Germany, this thing's been recording you. So you can't get on a stage and then say, I never said that. I mean, the fact that these people have forgotten that this exists, even though it's in their face everywhere they go, and then go on to make whatever statements they make, not thinking that somehow this will be recorded in the annals of time. That's what these things are for, by the way. Then they get up on stage and said, I never said that, as though we're not going to be able to say that they said that. I mean, let me make it perfectly clear. I am fully aware all the time I'm on this show that I am talking to a camera. Yes, you people out there are an audience and you're who I'm trying to get to, but this camera is being recorded, right? And many of you, even those that hate me right now, and I love that you're tuning in too, because we'll take all the audience we can get. Yes, all you haters and trolls out there, welcome to the high wire. You're recording this as we speak so that in case I ever say something wrong, you can hold it against me. And by the way, I'm still waiting to see one of those videos. Over the over 2 hours of programming we do every single week, where's the video where I actually state misinformation? I see it written in headlines all over the place. If you haven't recorded, why don't you do what we just did? You can't, because I still stand by everything I've said throughout COVID. Because we're right. It's called the scientific method. We actually challenge ourselves. We have a scientific team from around the world making sure we get it right. Not first, but right. That is the priority here on the high wire, and we're going to stand by it. It's why today's show is all about the fact that they are running away from us. They are trying to get away. They're running over the hills. They're backtracking. They're doing everything they can, doublespeak. We are not going to let them get away with it.